there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Welcome to the Scott Lumley Show. I'm here today with a couple gentlemen from Resolve Suite Backend, a glimpse into the back end of our software that we have, a proprietary software that we have created after 7 years of me beating the streets. And I got Matthew Harper and Grant Spillers here with me today. Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
It's been a long day.
It has been a long day.
Well, that's okay. Long days make for good profits.
We had a pretty good day.
That's good. That's good. So Matthew, what exactly do you do for Resolve?
So I'm in charge of the war room. What our war room does is we're going through deals, basically looking through these deals that have been taken from the county, from the people that own them, sold at tax sale, and we're able to help those individuals either stay in their property or at least get some money back in their pocket.
Well, the software is not just simply for tax sales. It also has an algorithm for probate, chancery court, a bunch of different ways of looking at deals, correct?
Absolutely, even down to losing their house because of a mortgage. But it's more of what I was explaining is more of the focus of just helping the individuals to be able to stay in their home or get some money back in their pockets. You know, it's a bad situation when somebody comes along and takes something that they've paid 30 years on. So
we've had several of those, haven't we?
Oh yeah, there's been a lot of people that have actually paid off their mortgage and then ended up still losing their property.
A lot of times I see it's and we'll get to you in just a second, Grant, but a lot of time I see is, you know, it's age. You know, they've gotten older and they can't, you know, they don't have enough income anymore to afford either property taxes or whatever the situation might be, and put themselves in a bad spot. And then, you know, so real quickly, Grant, tell me one of the stories that you can think of just off the top of your head.
Just one of the stories. There's so many of them to think through. Me, Matthew, and Cole, the vice president of the company, we actually went down to one of your properties and met with a couple that you had actually got them back into their home that they had lost. They were the sweetest, nicest people you could ever think of, and they were so thankful for everything you've done for them, getting them back into their house in the first place, and just the upkeep, and if they ever needed anything, they knew they could call you, and you're just so nice to them that they were so appreciative of actually having a home to live in and getting back into their home after they thought that they had lost it all.
Well, you know, I know how it feels to lose it all, and I know how it feels to fight to come back, and you know, it's still a fight every day. We fight every day here, but we're fighting usually for somebody else these days, which is what Resolve Suite is advocates for other people, and advocating for other people is probably pretty rewarding, wouldn't you say, Matthew?
Absolutely, it's a great feeling to be able to be in a career where I can make money along with helping people in these situations.
Do you have a story you'd like to share?
Absolutely. Actually, well, it's one of yours, but
that's okay.
Yeah,
I don't mind. Share my stories.
Well, it's proud moments, especially this one hits me hard because the two gentlemen I'm talking about are World War II veterans, and
you were in the military.
Yes.
So you had two
one tour in Afghanistan and one then on a Navy ship. Got to go see the world, so it was pretty fun. That was the fun.
I didn't know you were on a Navy ship.
Just for the second deployment.
Oh, just to get there, right?
Well, no. The second deployment was we did some training operations with different militaries around the world. We focused in the Asian countries, so we went to Thailand, Okinawa, Japan, and Philippines, which was it's a whole lot different world. Anywhere other than America, people don't understand that perspective a lot, so they take for granted what we have here.
Oh, no, there's no doubt of that. Yeah, I actually sometimes catch myself taking for granted what we have here. We have a great country, and I think a lot of folks have taken advantage of that here recently, which is another whole political subject we probably shouldn't get too much into. I don't really like politics much. I'm not much of a politician. As a matter of fact, I'm probably the opposite. I'd probably last about 30 minutes as a president that impeached me. But
you'd probably say something that a lot of people didn't like. So
there's an upside to it. I'm not a very good tweeter.
This is true. Well, you leave your marketing to other people.
Well, that's true too. So, yeah, and they don't really know my views on politics much, except for the fact that I think it's great that we have people that are willing to fight for our country, and you were one of them, and I want to thank you for that. Before we get back into the backside of Resolve Suite again, but it's always interesting to hear the perspective of somebody that has been out of our country and seen other countries and seen what real poverty and war looks like.
Yeah, the average, I think, for most of the rest of the world, other than America, is somewhere around $2 a day. Somebody living in poverty can live off $2 a day. So,
isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
Yeah. Well, I remember when $2 a day seemed like a lot to me, too.
Yeah. Well, that's a different age as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, you damn millennials, y'all got it set now, don't you? You just jump on the internet and make money, right?
Wait, we got to have a minimum wage of $15 to be able to live, right?
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hear they're trying to – oh, hell, back into politics again. Okay, back off politics. Grant, Grant, tell me exactly – I know you kind of gave a little definition, but give me a full definition of what you do for Resolve Suite.
Inside of Resolve Suite, we have the war room, which Matthew runs, and I help out a lot whenever Matthew needs something or whenever anyone inside the war room needs anything, but I also help out on the member relations side of it, and our members, if they have any questions or anything they need to come to us for, they come to me and I can get their problem solved, or I can figure out whatever needs to get done, or if it's a question I don't even know the answer to, I can always ask you. That's one of the very, very thankful for having you around here with all the information that's packed inside of your brain.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's not easy being me. I had a friend tell me one time, it's not easy being your friend.
Well, trying to keep up with you is a difficult situation in itself.
Well, you know, it's you know, when you come from what I come from, which, you know, we were talking about poverty just a second ago. When you come from being an 11-year-old runaway, and people don't really grasp, okay, he ran away at 11, really? Well, my wife, I don't even think my wife actually believed it. She actually had a conversation with my mother, which I don't even see anymore. But when she had a conversation with my mother, and my mother said, no, it's true. The stories are true. I don't even think she believed it was really true until she heard it from someone else, kind of from the horse's mouth, so to speak. But when you run away at 11 years old, and you have to, you're not given choices. You know, you're not given guidance. You know, you're stricken with poverty. You don't have a choice. So I think that's kind of what drove me to pack my brain full of stuff, you know, to, you know, make sure that when I walked into a room that I hoped that I was one of the smarter people in the room. I found out on many occasions I wasn't, but I always hoped I was.
Well, that offers a good learning opportunity as well, though.
Well, I take something from everything I do. So the Resolve Suite system, you know, we've had a lot of critics, right?
Oh, daily people say that it can't be done.
Yeah, I love a good critic. You know, a good critic's just some dumbass that hadn't paid enough attention to know what to do. So, you know, maybe he needs to pay better attention to what we're doing around here. And he might not be a critic. I've had friends of mine who I've said, hey, you don't believe what we're doing? Come over and sit and watch. And you know, they don't even want to take the time to come sit and watch. You know, I think that's hilarious. You know, when I was 11 through 27 or 28 years old, there's somebody, especially somebody of my age, was to say to me, hey, just come over here and sit down in my office and watch. Well, I would have, you know, if I'd have had to walk, run, take the bus, take the train, you know, borrow a car, get a ride, I don't care what it was, I would have been there. I would have been there. So I'm really confused at, you know, today's world at why they don't want to work. So, you know, when you have a software laid out in front of you like ours, how easy is it?
Very easy.
I think the process itself is easy, and that's something that you've taken from what you've taken from an old standpoint of having to go and beat the streets and run around.
You just call me old.
Yeah, well, it's part of it.
It is. It's true.
With age comes experience, right?
Well, let's call it that, yeah. Yeah, and well, I just call it age.
But you did it an old way where you were running around. You were running to each county. You were running and getting all this information, and it took a lot of time. After, 7 years now, now you've turned it into something where someone can come click on a button and get the same information that you had to do taking weeks. But as far as the work involved, that's a different story. It still doesn't require a lot of work.
Grant, what's your thoughts on the software?
Even with the people that have came in and we have shown the system and everything, they almost don't believe it just because of how simplistic it is. Just because we explain the process, we show them what we're doing, and then they're like, "That it's that easy." And it is that easy. It's been around for years. It's been around for ages. And just no one's ever put it into a software and made it this simplistic.
You know, my entire life, I have had companies, had software. You know, companies had different types of businesses. And I find it funny that I was not looking to develop a software.
I think you were ready to retire when this came around, actually.
Well, I was just about to – I want to retire, yeah. I was just about to the point where I was – yeah, I was getting fairly complacent with where I was at the was at my life. You know, and I was kind of getting to the point – I'm being interviewed again. Here it goes again. I had kind of gotten to the point where I wanted to slow down, and I didn't want to invest in anything further. There was time for me to start slowing down just a bit, and then this opportunity kind of presented itself almost by accident. You know, I'd been doing it for years and years and years, but to create an IT team just literally overnight that actually got what I was saying and then actually built the demo software and put it in place. It was just an amazing thing that happened so fast. So anyway, this is the Scott Lumley Show. We'll be back with Matthew and Grant in just a minute. Behind the scenes, Glenn with Resolve Suites. Thank you.
Scott Lumley.
My father went to jail when I was very young. So it got pretty rough between 9, 10, 11 years old. A lot of abuse happening inside the house. At that moment in time, I decided that I can't live this way anymore. I walked outside and looked her straight in the face and said, "I'm leaving." And I was 11 years old. I hitchhiked to Tulsa, Oklahoma in a Greyhound bus in a luggage rack. I think the sports was an outlet for me. I think it was a way for me to escape my life. Consequently, I ended up becoming a very good athlete. So I got off into bull riding, got off into riding horses and competing. Did that for about 20 years. My mind was always generated to entrepreneur type things. So I was always starting companies and building companies. I just went from everything to nothing. I was constantly having debtors, creditors coming at me right and left. I learned that I didn't need a bankruptcy trustee. So Resolve Financials was born because I found a way to basically become a debt negotiator for businesses. I started trying to figure out a way to acquire properties economically. It's not anything new. It's actually 120 years old. But the way we do it is a totally different way. Instead of you beating your feet to death, going from courthouse to courthouse to courthouse to courthouse, we've actually API'd all this stuff into one spot. We're seeing that we're averaging around 12 cents on a dollar that we're buying the houses for. I mean, what's success, really? I mean, it's all relative. The entrepreneur side of this thing, for me, is this allows young entrepreneurs to be able to come into our program and get a start and better their lives. That's what really motivates me behind this. I mean, we all strive to have wealth in our lives, but what is wealth? I mean, is wealth money, or is it helping people, or is it a combination of both? And I think there can be a balance of it. And I think there has to be a balance of it.
Scott Lumley, ResolveSuite.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show, where you get expert opinions or you get a bunch of nonsense. Either one is perfectly fine. But tune in anyway, because you never know what might happen. I'm here with Grant and Matthew. They work for Resolve Suite. They have worked for it since its inception and have watched the software grow and have been involved in every workshop and involved with every member that's been involved in the system. And guys, tell me a little bit about your member experiences. So, you know, we'll start off with Grant. Grant, you deal with the members mostly.
Our member experiences, most of our members are new to real estate in totality. They have no real estate experience. They do not know what they're coming into. They're just trying it because we are a startup company and they weren't aware of really what we were until they actually came and sat down with us. And then a lot of the members actually have closed deals and been almost amazed at themselves because they didn't realize how easy they could actually acquire these properties. We've even had like William Duke, he was a hairdresser. He's 65 years old now, and he had to ask us what computer to buy before he even came to our workshop. And he closed his first deal within the first few days after our workshop.
Yeah, I think I remember that deal. What, it was like $138,000 he paid like
$10,000. Oh, $10,000 for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, hey, listen, just speak up. That's what we do here. We talk on a radio show.
It was a total of 5 hours inside the system. It took about 2 weeks, but that was with paperwork coming through.
Typically speaking, a deal, you can land a deal in a few days. I mean, you can actually get somebody on the telephone, land a deal in a few days and have but then it takes the due diligence behind it. But that's the cool thing about the software, right? Is because, you know, Matthew, tell us a little bit about what the software will do.
Well, as far as the software, the biggest thing we're looking for is to be able to find the people. For one instance, one of our members, which I believe has already been on here, Clint Ratliff.
Yeah, Ratliff.
One of his first deals, the lady had lost her home, gave it up, didn't try and get it back or anything, and moved to Washington State, all the way across the country. And we called her. We got a hold of her, I think, in 3 calls, and we were able to find her. And that's something that our software does that no one else is doing. Anybody can mimic what we're trying to do, I guess, but the ability to find people, the ability to have the contracts that we have, everything is put into one place, and not everyone is able to do that yet.
Including the homes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Including the properties. So you're in a situation where you got the properties laid out in front of you. I like to call it treasure hunting. Wouldn't that, Grant, isn't that kind of what it is? It's kind of like treasure hunting?
It's definitely treasure hunting. We lay the map out in front of you, and you have to take your footsteps to actually close the deal and find the treasure.
So do you think there's any, like, art to this at all? I mean, is there, like, an art of the game, or is it just kind of you're lucky or you're not lucky, or yes, it works for some, it don't work for others?
Well, there definitely has to be work put into it. That's something that not everyone's going to put into. But as far as the art of it is more of just relating with people, having that empathetic side of being able to relate to someone that has been in a hardship.
So when we've been bringing the people, we talked about the war room a little while ago, and I want to get it dive into the war room just a second. What is our, what has been my motto, or my number one hiring criteria before hiring anybody in this office, in this war room? What was the number one criteria that I had?
Loyalty.
Integrity, loyalty. Because the system, we've watched these people have be taken advantage of for a long time, correct?
Absolutely.
And we see a lot of crazy things inside the system, don't we?
Yep.
Share some of that with me if you don't mind.
Well, I mean, first of all, the things that you can find, and we don't relay that to our members, but being able to get someone's social security number or something along those lines, and that's, there's a reason that we don't share that with members, is to limit temptation. Not saying any of our members or employees would do something like that. Again, we search for loyalty and integrity, but to limit temptation keeps it away from.
Well, when you have a software as powerful as this, then you want to make sure that you put people in it that have the same integrity level and that have the same goals. You know, we all want to make money.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what we're here for, right? Make money. But at the end of the day, if we haven't made money with integrity, if we haven't made money and helped people in the process, then we really haven't accomplished anything. We all go get jobs, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, I think the process in which their homes are getting taken is you'd be putting them in the same situation that they're already in if we were to try and do it in
buy them at tax, buy them at tax sales.
Absolutely.
If we were a tax sale system, which we're not, by the way. We've talked a lot about tax sales, folks, but we don't buy houses at tax sale. We'll make that very clear. You know, we have another process in which we are able to an algorithm that we've written able to pull in these properties through several different mechanisms and give our members a chance to have opportunities to buy houses for pennies on the dollar. So I want to make that real clear. Our system is we keep calling it a system, but it really is a system, but it really is a software. So we offer the software to our members and the opportunities. But we like to call it a system, but I don't really think that's what it is.
I guess we've kind of got a systematic operation going on.
With our software.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the way to put it. So tell me some of the trials, Grant. Well, give me some trials that we've been through starting this thing up.
Well, we've been through a lot of different marketing strategies that have gone different ways. We've gone through a lot of different people who we just were questionable about because of their integrity and because of their morals. You've made it a point to sit down with everyone, or even Cole, your son, the vice president, to sit down with everyone to make sure that their morals are correct. And I think the problem we've had the most is people just not doing work, like not working. Because they think it's so easy that it's just going to bring in their money, when they actually have to do a little bit of work. It's not going to make you money if you just sit there and look at a computer.
So it's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
It is definitely not a get-rich-quick scheme.
It's a software that allows you an opportunity to buy properties for pennies on the dollar, but if you don't work, you don't make no money, right?
Absolutely.
So, Matthew, what have you seen? Tell us a little bit about your experience inside the system so far.
Well, I mean, as far as everyone in the operations side, we've kind of went through different multiple jobs. We are evolving daily as far as it goes, but with multiple different jobs, you have to learn, you have to be resilient and continue to push on and get over it if you don't like where you go, but that's part of it.
So we've had to treat this like a startup because it technically is a startup for the software, correct?
Absolutely.
So, you know, we've had to do a lot of cross-training, or I've had to do a lot of cross-training.
Yeah, you've had to teach us a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, so in the last, you know, I guess you've been with me for a year and a half. How long have you been with me?
Right out of a year.
About a year, and you've been with me since, how long have you been with me?
I think it's coming on 6 years.
Wow. I am getting old. You know, being with me this long, how do you feel the progress of our software has? What do you feel like the progress has been?
It's been incredible so far. I remember when we first started, it was still the questionable system, and then once you actually started showing us how to do things, showing us how everything worked and how different strategies went, it definitely evolved, and it's constantly evolving in the fact that we're still learning stuff new from you and implementing it in, and you're coming in with different ideas. As you said it from the beginning, the software is going to be constantly evolving, constantly changing. In the middle of our first workshop, it changed because
sorry,
you didn't like the layout of it, and it's always It's always going to be something new with Resolve Suite.
I don't like the colors. Change them.
well, it comes down to this. You know, when you're dealing with a software system, I wanted to make, because we are talking about people that had never been in the real estate business, and I wanted a software that was really would relate to people that had never been in the real estate business, and that's what Resolve Suite does. Is it says, okay, if you've got a little bit of money behind you, don't take a lot of money, but just a little bit of money behind you, and when I mean a little bit of money, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 behind you, then you have an opportunity to come to software and be successful. This is the Scott Lumley Show, and I'm here with Grant and Matthew that work for Resolve Suite backend system, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 303-3398.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show. Again, where you always get expert advice or a bunch of nonsense. I'm not sure which one it could be.
Might be nonsense this time.
It could be nonsense. You never know. It could be nonsense. But it's always going to be fun.
Will be fun.
It's always
fun. And raw and real. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, y'all have worked for me for a long time, so y'all know how it is. So tell folks, I want y'all to give a character description of me in the office.
I mean, is there really a character description?
He's a one percenter. There's no other. There's not many like him.
You could be. It could be a really good day, and you could just be happy, or you could be kind of like feisty, or it could be a bad day, and just not everything's working right for you.
Are these elegant words, feisty? Is that what you're feisty?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's elegant words. Yeah. Well, Matthew. So let's get back into telling the people what you know more about Resolve Suite. You know, you can sum it up, but you can't really be able to describe it in totality. You really have to touch it, don't you?
You have to be able to see it and see a process to be able to understand what we do. For me to be able to say that, you know, we buy properties at 12 to 20% of property value doesn't mean a lot until you've actually seen it, proved it. A lot of people ain't going to believe it anyway. So,
yeah, even with trying to tell people what the software does and what it's capable of, I think there's even a video on our Facebook of whenever we showed someone what we can pull on them and how surprised he was at like how quick we can get information on people and to call these homeowners. They don't really understand and believe it until they're actually sat down and shown what the system is capable of.
So if I'm a listener out there right now and I'm really interested in this deal, how do I go about getting involved in Resolve Suite?
Well, you can email either Matthew, Grant, Cole, or if they know you personally, they can get a hold of you, Scott, at ResolveSuite.com.
Well, ResolveSuite.com is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You go to ResolveSuite.com, and that's going to give you a clear picture of how to get a hold of Resolve Suite.
You can sign up for the next workshop. Now those are closing out in Tennessee. We've got, a few more days until we're
– Next week?
The 28th through the 30th. For this last workshop in Tennessee.
We're having it a cool place, too, the House of Cash.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Johnny Cash, Man in Black.
But other than that, I mean, it's very simplistic to get shown how to show the software. If you're in a different state, we can even do webinars and show you what's going on. We will reach out to you. It's not a question of if. It's when, but you have to put in the effort as well.
Yeah, we're not actually calling on people. We're waiting for you to call us, folks. So we're not gonna hound you. You have to hound us if you want a system. And the cool thing about it is once you and I'll help y'all out just a little bit here. Once you've contacted us, then we're going to put you through a process of which we're going to determine whether or not we feel like you're a fit for us. And you can feel like you can check us out to see if we're a fit for you as well. And then if it does fit, then you can become a member of Resolve Suite. We are going to be opening up to several more states in the next few weeks. I think we're opening up Georgia next week probably.
At the latest, two more weeks.
Two more weeks, okay. So we're fixing to go into our second state, which is kind of cool. You know, and as Matthew was saying earlier, we have our last workshop, the 28th through the 30th. It's going to be at the House of Cash, and then the state of Tennessee is locked out. And the reason why I'd done that was, one, it was my home state. And that's the first thing, is I wanted to lock out the home state simply because the people that have gotten into this system now are the original people getting in it. So I felt like they should have just a little bit of an advantage because they're the first people to step up and go through the critics. And
yeah, they took a sacrifice on us as well.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry?
They took a sacrifice with us as well.
Yeah.
They didn't know what they were getting into, really. We were a startup, so.
Yeah, they definitely took a chance on us, for sure. And and when they take the when they've taken the chance, I think it's proven very profitable for several of them. And it's going to continue to be profitable as the time goes along, as the system becomes more perfected. Again, I do say this all the time when I'm doing the workshop. It is an ever-evolving system. And when I say ever-evolving system, we actually built a second platform last night. And literally an overnight deal, we built a second platform to make it more streamlined and simplistic for affiliates if we decide to do affiliate programming. Affiliates, you know, basically licensing out the software to other people. So it is ever growing and growing very quickly. Grant, what? Tell me a little bit about what you've seen the growth since you've been. You've been with us 6 years. So tell me the growth of this entire thing.
The growth of this entire thing. When I was first brought into it, it was very small. It was you had just given it to a few people to let them play around with, let them get used to it to start selling it. And ever since then, it's just continued to take the next step up, the next step up, the next step up, get bigger and get bigger. We've definitely got quite a bit of members right now, and they're going to continue to expand once we open more states. And then again, with the War Room, there's been multiple different people, different aspects. Just it's growing. It's going to be a big business. It's growing, and every day it's getting bigger.
Yeah, I noticed that one of the big tax institutes split apart. I don't want to get into their business, but I noticed that they split apart. A guy named Dustin Hahn and a guy named Mendenhall, the PPM that was a private placement memorandum was behind the institute. It looks to me like they pulled out or broke apart in some way. You know, they're sitting over here doing tax, buying tax sales, houses at tax sales the old way. And I'm just sitting over smiling going, boy, we got the real deal over here. We've got the software and the system that is making people wealthy very quickly. So tell us about what's the future. Tell me what's going to happen in the future of Resolve Suite from your perspective.
Well, we've got multiple deed states to go into. I think at this point what we've talked about is limiting the amount of members in each state, and this is just to limit competition to make sure we want successful members. We don't want a million members and possibly one of them get a deal. We would rather have, you know, maybe 100 members in each state where they can actually be a millionaire, in which you've started your Scott's Millionaire Club as well.
Yeah, I owe a guy Rolex right now. So,
yeah. he's over the mark now in, what, 170 days?
170 days by himself doing as a beta tester. I put him as beta testing, Clint Ratliff, and he was on the show last week, I guess it was, and or a couple weeks ago. I can't remember exactly when it was. These shows are starting to run together for me. But anyway, he literally – really, if you really get down to really what he worked, it's probably less than 100 days because the first 70 days he stood there scratching his head, confused. And all of a sudden he took off in 100 days and has become extremely successful at it and probably will lead the pack for a long time. As the system starts growing out to other states and stuff, there'll be other guys to jump in that will have, you know, the same capabilities of Clint, and we'll see the same success rates in other states. But right now we've kept it small intentionally. We do have quite a few members, but we want to make sure that the members we put in the system are worthy of it. We've turned down a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people. We've turned them down because it just wasn't quite a good fit for us.
Exactly.
Now, I don't want anybody to think that you might not be a good fit, so don't call. You know, make sure I was once told if you don't take a look at an opportunity, then you probably never find one. So, Matthew, give me just a real quick 1 minute or 30-second. You know, you see everything that happens in the War Room. What do you think – how do you think this War Room is going to develop over the next 6 months?
Well, I've been back and forth on my opinions of how far we're going to expand with the War Room, but I do see there being probably at least two shifts with 15 people rolling through every deal that we come up across. We make it a point to make sure not to be competition for our members, but as far as it goes, that we still are able to attack the properties that are available for us as well.
Well, the bigger deals.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of the members are not in a financial situation to where they can, at this stage in the game, there will be members that will come into this time, but at this stage in the game, a lot of the members are not in a financial position, which we always try to help them. And Grant, I'll let you talk about that in just a second. But they're not in a position to handle some of these deals. And to be quite honest with you, we've got over 5,000 houses in the system right now, and we haven't even scratched the surface. We've got less than half of a year inside of our system. So, it's really 4 months.
Yeah,
4 months inside our system. So, we still got 8 more months. So we could realistically come up with another 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 houses. So upwards to 10,000 properties. Let me quit saying houses. Upwards to 10,000 properties, because we're not only doing residential, we're doing commercial as well. And land.
Right.
We found a real nice piece of land today in Columbia, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, Grant, give us a little more insight on that.
On which aspect of it?
I forgot what I said, actually.
You want him to go into members, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, about the members.
Into the aspects of helping the members, we are very, very easy to get in touch with. Me, Matthew, Cole himself, we all have constantly we're being on social media, getting hit up, getting messaged from different ways, people asking questions, and we are responsive, very responsive. Most of the time, we are always on our phones, always have them with us, always have them nearby at least, and to help with any questions, anyone needing more information to get in or anything coming through.
I noticed that on the Resolve Suite Facebook page, it literally says immediate response time. So that's what I like to see out of you guys, immediate response time. We want to be right in touch with somebody and help them with any of their needs. That's what Resolve Suite's all about from start to finish, from the point in time of advocating for the individual to the point in time of helping the members. If they're not successful, we're not successful, and we do want to limit those people to continue that success. This is the Scott Lumley Show here with Matthew and Grant, back end of our software, two of the guys that run the back end of the system, and I'll be back in just a minute.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lomas Show, here with Matthew Harper and Grant Spiller, Resolve Suite back-end. I guess Matthew runs the war room, and Grant is Grant, you do everything, don't you?
Just about.
We were talking about you being with me for 6 years. Kind of tell me a little bit about what you started off doing, where you are today.
Oh, Lord. Well, I met your son, Cole, whenever we were freshmen in high school, and we started playing baseball together. We got pretty close, and he told me that he had just started up a refurbishing and reselling different electronics, and he just started up this company, and he wanted me to come help him. So I came over, I think I was 12 or 13 at the time, because I was really young in school, and I started just helping out Cole, selling and refurbishing Xboxes and different kinds of things and sending them out. And then once we finally started getting a hang of it, you told us, all right, it's time to get into the real world. And you sent us out on the job site. You sent us out doing construction work. I was out there for 4 or 5 years just bouncing between doing different stuff around the house that you needed, going to different job sites. And then you came at me with Resolve Suite, and ever since then I've been here.
You know, it's I know Cole hates me because I put him through probably I don't know, a 19-year-old, and you're 18. That's what a lot of folks, you're sitting there talking to an 18-year-old boy. Man, let me phrase that. He's 6'3", man. And he's and they're extremely qualified, more so qualified than most 45-year-old people that I know. And Matthew's, he's the old guy of the bunch. But, you know, they're extremely qualified because I've literally trained you from the beginning from the very, very beginning. And you've literally watched this entire thing and this entire process. So it's kind of cool to have people involved in the company that literally started off in the very beginning. So when we hear the naysayers out there talking about, well, it won't work, Grant, what do you have to say to them?
I've seen the process all the way through, and it is definitely going to work. It's definitely true. It definitely works. We do it every day.
Matthew?
We have a ever-growing amount of people that are changing their minds about it, and you can ask any one of our members. That is, they're happy with the system. They're happy with how they can profit and help people. Some of our members alone find happiness in the fact that they're able to make money and help people. That's a big concept.
Yeah, it is cool. It does have an incredible reward to it. I actually tell a real quick story myself here. I actually recently sold one of the properties I bought back in 2012, I think it was. And I didn't realize when I sold the house, I kind of had a bundle deal, and I didn't realize when I sold the house that it was going to be, they were going to evict the lady that was in the house. And, of course, I'll let y'all share what I done once I found that out.
Well, you definitely took care of her and made sure that she wouldn't be evicted from that house. I think you bought it back, right?
I bought the house back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought the house back. Once I found out that she was being evicted, I bought the house back from the individual. Of course, you know, I had to pay a premium price for it.
Well, it was definitely a touching phone call. I know it was a voicemail. You were busy and couldn't take the call, but somebody that's crying on the phone thanking you is heartfelt for sure.
Yeah, when I found out what was happening and what the intentions were, you know, it was just not something I could allow to happen because I just don't. That's not what Resolve Suite's about. Resolve Suite's about helping people. Now we all want to make money. Again, we always say that, but if you go at it with the priority of helping people, and then the money just automatically comes. So it's just natural progression. So anyway, what in the war room, we talked about this a lot, this particular radio show, we talked about this war room. So how did we come up with the name war room?
You know, I think you came up with it. But, I mean, at the same time, there's the thought of we were talking about Sun Tzu and the Art of War, how war and business is a lot alike, and it's been like that for a long time. I think just about every Fortune 500 CEO has read the Art of War. And just for its strategies alone.
Well, the reason why I named it the War Room is because, I named it. I think we're all just discussing it one day, and I said, we just call it a War Room. We talked about Inner Circle. We talked about all the cool names,
Sweatshop.
Yeah.
Sweatshop.
We talk about all the cool names. You know, Sweatshop's not a cool name. But anyway, we talk about all the other cool names. And it really come down to War Room made the most sense because we really were warriors for people who could not advocate for themselves. They did not have the capabilities of doing so. Correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Even with the phone call you were showing us the other day, you walked in and you set it down. You could hear in her voice how thankful she was. She was bawling her eyes out and just how it was almost like she had never had anyone there for her like you were there for her. Made sure she was not going homeless, made sure she still had somewhere to stay, somewhere to live. And she was just very sympathetic and very sweet and thankful about that.
Yeah, I actually met her for lunch 2 days later, I believe. She didn't believe it was real. She got a letter from an attorney. It said that they're throwing her out. And I went and met with her and said, "You're not going nowhere. Don't worry about it." She was, "Well, I don't understand. You know, I've got this letter from this attorney. You know, I've got to move out. They said I have to move out. You've sold the house." And I said, "Yeah, I did sell the house. And yes, I bought it back. When I found out they were evicting you, I couldn't let that happen. That wasn't what I wanted to see. You want to stay in your house, and people that want to stay in their houses." And here's the other thing that made my decision. This is also a woman that had never been late ever, not one time on her payments to me, ever. So I was like, whoa, hold up here a second. You know, this is a woman that's doing the right thing. And why in the world are we penalizing her for doing the right thing? So Resolve Suite is about second chances, would you not say?
Absolutely. We've got multiple deals coming across the table where people are on Social Security. I know you brought it up before, but there's a lot of elderly people that aren't able to take care of those bills anymore. Multiple that have been on Social Security. We had one the other day. $800 is what he got each month.
I don't know. That's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. So for us to be able to take some of that burden away and for him to remain in that house, that's awesome.
Yeah, I can sit here and think of just, you know, numerous stories because obviously, you know, I've done more houses than anybody so far through the system. And I actually have just really got involved, although I helped develop the software, I've actually just recently got involved in the War Room just simply for advice. So what's y'all's take on me being involved in the War Room?
I think there needs to be that expertise. You know, we have a lot of – we have learned from you, and we've learned a lot from you, but at the end of the day, the experience, there's random situations that we still have to come to you for.
Well, and to be honest with you, there's still random situations I have to go to attorney for. You know, there's nobody can ever know it all in the real estate business. Unfortunately, none of us will ever know it all in real estate business. We can only be hopeful that we know enough to help people. And so far, we've done a really good job of that. What do y'all see this company becoming?
I see it becoming something big. People, I think they're still looking at it as the aspect of it's a fraud, it's a scam. But once they actually see that we are – not only doing this to make money, we're also helping people. We are putting people into their houses that will end up homeless if we don't. They will end up somewhere that we do not have room for, that no one has room for them, and they will get evicted from their house, and their house will be just sold, and the person who bought it probably won't even think about that.
You know, no, they don't. That's because it's business, right? Business. That's what everybody thinks about. It's just business. No, it's not just business, folks. I did just business for the first 40-something years of my life, and it caused me a whole lot of problems. So now I try to do things to help folks. Resolve Suite. Go to resolvesuite.com. This is the Scott Lumley Show here with Matthew and Grant. Appreciate you all coming on today, guys.
Absolutely. We enjoyed it.
Thank you for having us.
Y'all have a wonderful day, and we'll be back at you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.